Kavanagh with your go-to for wedding advice and content, and today I'm going to be sharing with you guys different tips for grooms for the wedding day. So today I have 9 tips for grooms for the wedding day. I know I talk a lot about bride content on this channel, and somebody requested some tips for grooms, so I'm going to be sharing with you guys some tips for grooms today. So my first tip for grooms is to make sure that your suit or tux is properly fitted. In my time as a wedding photographer, I have seen a lot of ill-fitting suits and tuxedos. Most of the time, that means baggy fitting suits. Sometimes I have seen really, really baggy suits, particularly pants, and it does not look good when the pants of the suit or tuxedo are too long or just really baggy. They photograph really terribly, and there's nothing you can really do to fix that in editing. I mean, you can kind of shape it up a little bit, but your photographer probably isn't going to do that, at least not for free. So you want to make sure that you're setting yourself up for success. If you are renting, make sure that you can go try it on ahead of time, or at least get your proper measurements so that you can rent it and it's going to come in fitted properly, because you're not going to be able to alter it to your body if you are renting a suit or tuxedo. Now, if you are buying, you can definitely set yourself up for success and tailor it to your body perfectly. So just make sure that you are getting a properly fitted suit or tuxedo. And then once you are getting it tailored to your measurements, don't lose or gain any weight after you've set it up for your body. So that is my first tip. My second tip is, do not be afraid of a little concealer makeup on the wedding day. A lot of grooms, I feel like, shy away from this, and they have obvious blemishes on the wedding day, and your photographer might not include free touch-up editing of that in your photo. Some photographers might be willing to touch up some of your blemishes in a couple of photos, maybe 1 or 2, maybe like 10, just as a courtesy to you. Some photographers include blemish retouching for free in all of their photos. Some of them charge for this in any of the photos. It really depends on the contract. I know for me, I don't technically include it in any of my photos. It is an extra service, but I might do it in a couple of the photos if their acne is not too bad. But just set yourself up for success. Again, if you have a couple of blemishes on the wedding day, find some concealer. If you know that you tend to be acne prone, you might want to actually contact your bride or maybe your other groom. I don't know if you have a makeup artist coming to the wedding day. I don't know what your situation is, but just make sure that you have some sort of makeup artist on hand who you can get to do a little bit of concealer work for you. That way you are already set up in your photos so that they're not going to be present in your pictures. That's going to be a really great thing for you. So when you get all of your pictures back, you are not going to see those blemishes in your pictures, and it's going to be really great for you, because again, your photographer may or may not be editing these out for you, or if they don't edit it out for free, you don't want to have to pay for this. You want to love the way you look in your photos, so don't be afraid of this. There's nothing wrong with a man using concealer to cover up blemishes. That's what concealer is for. I know a lot of makeup artists, if they're there for the bride, they won't charge you very much to come over and pop over into your room and add on a little bit of concealer. So it is not a big deal at all. Now, on this same kind of topic here, if you are a groom who is prone to razor burn, particularly on your neck, you want to make sure that you avoid this at all costs for your wedding day, because again, this comes into the realm of your photographer might not be retouching this, and especially razor burn can get really bad and really extensive, and that is not a very easy, quick thing for a photographer to retouch. You want to make sure that you are preventing this in the days leading up to your wedding. And what I would suggest is maybe doing some research on Reddit. Reddit can be a really good place to look for people trying out different solutions for something like razor burn. So in the months or weeks leading up to your wedding, experiment with different solutions from Reddit. There are articles you can find online outside of Reddit, but I have found Reddit to be a really great place whenever I am in need of a resource for some problem in my life. So check out Reddit, try out some razor burn solutions, find something that might work for you, or if that's not working for you, try out a dermatologist. So my next tip, I have found that when it comes to portraits, Sometimes my grooms are not always very keen on taking those portraits. I don't know what it is about the grooms. It's always my brides who are really excited about the portraits, and sometimes my grooms are too. But when there's somebody who is unhappy about taking portraits, I would say 9.5 times out of 10, it's the groom. So if you are a groom watching this video, maybe your bride has sent you here or your groom has sent you here, and you're like, I don't really like taking portraits, it's not my thing, whether you're self-conscious or you just really don't like taking pictures in general, know that on the wedding day, you need to feign some sort of enthusiasm or just get yourself in the mindset of enjoying taking these pictures, because the more you let yourself enjoy them, the better you're going to look in them, and just the easier it's going to be to enjoy that part of the wedding day, because it is only a small part of your life to have that investment for those wedding pictures for the rest of your life. It is really important that you try to enjoy these pictures on your wedding day, because again, it is an investment. These are your wedding day photos. You only take these once with this partner, so try to enjoy them the best you can. Look at it as just spending some fun quality time with your spouse, and just try to get in the right mindset of having fun with these pictures. Just let yourself have free, fun time on the wedding day. There's no distractions. There's nobody trying to pull you in different directions when it's just the two of you taking these portraits. On your wedding day, it's a really busy time. There's people trying to get your attention once you get around the rest of your guests. But when it's just portrait time of just the two of you, try to enjoy it. Now, my next tip is about kind of taking control of your groomsmen or bridesmaids, whoever you have. Maybe you have a mixed gender group, but just make sure that your group is respectful to your photographer. If you are a groom and you have a bridegroom situation or whatever you're dealing with, most likely you're probably going to be photographed by the second photographer on the wedding day during the getting ready portion of the day. And a lot of times that could be like a female photographer, maybe it is a male photographer, but either way, make sure that your group is respectful to the photographer. I do tend to find that the groom's group can get a little bit more rowdy than the bride's group. A lot of times there's more alcohol involved because the guys aren't like having their hair and makeup done. They have a little bit more relaxation time. They're able to drink a little bit more. So I do find that that group can get a little bit more rowdy. They might not pay attention to the photographer as much. There's just a lot of things going on in that room. So I have, when I've been a second photographer, found myself not being as respected by that group as much. So I don't know you, I don't know your group, but just make sure that you are ensuring that your group is being respectful to the photographer. If you have a female second photographer, make sure none of your groomsmen are just kind of stripping down naked in front of them. I have heard of that happening. That is obviously not very respectful. So just make sure that you are keeping control of your group when it does come time for the more formal portraits of the day, when you join up with all of the photographers of the team and you guys are having your wedding party portraits taken. Make sure your group is listening to the photographer. I have a lot of trouble sometimes with the groom and the group in general, the groomsmen listening to me. Again, they're just having fun on the day, but a lot of times when alcohol is involved, they stop listening to me and they're just talking with each other. So keep control of your group is all I'm trying to say. Just make sure everybody's being respectful to the photographer. So speaking of alcohol, I know that this is a really fun day. Maybe you're not a drinker and this doesn't apply to you, but you want to have a really good time, but know your limits for when it comes to everything that happens before the ceremony. I've had a couple of groups over the years of guys where they went a little too hard before the ceremony, and it certainly showed. I've had grooms walking down the aisle for their ceremony, and you could clearly tell that they had been drinking and it was just too much. I've had people get really cranky during group photos before the ceremony, so just make sure you don't go too hard before the ceremony. I don't know what your arrangement is with your partner for what goes after the ceremony, but keep it under wraps before the ceremony so you don't get out of control. My next tip comes to the wardrobe. Make sure that you learn how to tie a bow tie if you're going to be wearing bow ties in your group before the wedding morning. There are so many times where I have had groom and groomsmen trying to figure out how to tie a bow tie on the morning of the wedding, and it makes everything run late, and then they're running late for the first look, they're running late for the ceremony, things like that. So learn how to tie a bow tie before the day of the wedding, and you will be so glad that you came prepared. So my second to last tip is to make sure that you are aware of what is going on with the wedding timeline. So a lot of times, maybe if you're working with a planner or a coordinator, they will email out the final wedding timeline about a week before the wedding, maybe the Monday of the wedding. Make sure you read that so you know what's going on. Read over it once or twice. And then a really good tip that I have for you is to email it to your best man. Hopefully you chose a responsible best man so that your best man can perhaps print out a copy or have a copy on his phone, and so that he will be aware of what's supposed to be happening on the day of the wedding, and he can kind of keep track of everything, make sure that all the guys are getting from place to place so that you don't have to worry about that on the wedding day. Of course, you want to keep control of your group in general, but you don't have to be the timekeeper on the wedding day. That can be the best man's job. And my last tip for you is to make sure that you are helping out your partner, especially the week of the wedding. I feel like in general in society, a lot of the wedding planning does tend to fall on the bride. Maybe you're in a groom-groom relationship, but if you are in a groom-bride relationship, a lot of the planning does tend to fall on the bride. Maybe it's because she's more interested in it, or maybe she's just kind of more of a planner, but make sure that you are pitching in to help the bride, and it's not all falling on her, especially the week of the wedding. So anything that you can take on yourself, make sure that you are pitching in to help, and I'm sure she will really appreciate it. You want to have fun, you want to have a good time on your wedding, but you want to make sure that you are also shouldering a little bit of that burden of the planning too, because it is a lot to take on. Planning a wedding is no small feat. There's a lot that goes into it, and you want to make sure that you are doing as much of the work as possible so that it's as fair as possible during the planning process. So I hope you found these tips helpful, and I hope that you guys have a great time at your wedding, and be sure to subscribe if you are new here. I post videos every Tuesday, and I will see you guys next week. Bye!